My name is Uncle Drank.
When we last left y'all, Uncle Drank was caught between an Atlantic rock crab and a Hard Rock Cafe place, as usual. I'm here with country music superstar Brian Kelly.
New album coming soon. Can you promote it?
Sorry. So it's 1989, and Uncle Drank's manager, Hayseed, works a brilliant move.
What do we do, Hayseed?
Look, I know you need money, but Cheddar is a crook. We just got off the phone. He tried to get me to invest in some bullshit called the internet. Ha! What a joke. Interconnecting communication and high-speed wires, worldwide information superhighway. Yeah, I told him. Sure, asshole. And one day cars will be like four-wheel penises driving themselves. And every human will have a phone in their pocket. Dick.
He also told me to invest in some company called Apple. I told him I'm only interested in fruit I can put in a blender.
Anyway, are you familiar with a guy named Weird Al Yankovic?
You mean of the exotic bird dealer Yankovics?
Well, he's this parody singer. Does funny versions of Michael Jackson songs, Madonna songs, you name it. Anyway, I just got him to agree to do a parody of an Uncle Drank song.
Whoa! Which tune?
He wants to take vacay as my biznay, and biznay is cray-cray, and call it I Took a Vacay to Disney, but I turned the wrong way-way.
I took a vacay to Disney, and I turned the wrong way-way. Vacay to Disney, and I turned the wrong way-way.
Holy rainbow-breasted Laura Keith, that's brilliant!
Yep, this should get us some big-time clams. By clams, I mean money. With which we can buy actual clams.
All right! I can save the restaurant!
Well, maybe not. There were too many violations to stop all the closures. Your chicken fingers were really pigeon?
It all tastes the same, except pigeons do have a bit of a motor oil aftertaste. What do we tell Charles?
I'm dealing with Charles on some other stuff, so I'll handle it.
What sort of stuff?
You remember my old client, Honkers the Clown?
Of course.
Well, I got him work as a Chuck E. Cheese character at the Nashville location. Last week he got caught on camera teabagging the salad bar.
The restaurant is facing 120 counts of illegal hiring and one count of a giant mouse teabagging a salad bar. The closures do not affect the 9 Florida locations.
And in hunting news, get your stomping boots on. It's chipmunk season.
Uncle Drank was lucky to have the Weird Al cash, but that went out the door quicker than a babysitter's boyfriend when the parents come home. Four ex-wives will do that to you. See, for every dollar Drank earns, he actually owes $1.30. It's new math. So, all he was doing was blending mixed drinks with me all day.
Blendy, what do you think, pal?
I say you sell the publishing, buy a boat, and we sail around the world.
Oh, you know I can't do that. About all I can do is just accept that it's over.
No, Uncle Drank, you always find a way out of these things. Like that ostrich farm you invested in.
Yeah. But what if this time I don't want a way out?
Dad, who are you just talking to?
Nobody, son. Hey, hand me a banana.
Dad's talking to his blender again.
And then it was suddenly 1990. Wasn't this when he put out the album Human Foot?
Yeah. To piss off the label, Uncle Drank decided to make the most unlistenable album ever recorded. He hired Gumby Martindale to record it.
All right, Uncle Drank. I'm really excited about this session, man. What's this new song called?
Human Foot.
Huh. Okay. Intriguing. We are rolling.
Come on! Let me touch your human foot. Smells like a burrito that's been overcooked. You got them loafers and just take one look. Please. Let me touch your human foot.
Hey! I mean, come on, man. Is this a joke?
Roll the tape!
Human Foot became the worst-selling album of all time. Even his longtime drummer Barney Cull rejected it.
What in the name of a drunken mermaid is this bullshit? I mean, this is otherworld. This is like if Pat Boone did a metal record, and that'll never happen.
That album was way ahead of its time. Little Nas X said that Human Foot made him experiment with music in a new manner.
That Human Foot song? Man, that's my shit. That's why I dropped a piece of human blood in my shoes. Shout out to Uncle Drank. Y'all want to do a collab? Holla at your boy. We can do Old Town Boat, Old Town Banana, whatever you want to do. I'm with it. Shout out Uncle Drank, baby.
The next single, This Song Is a Hit, was an even bigger disaster.
This song is a hit.
Woo! This song is a hit. Hey! This song is a hit. This song is a hit. This song is a hit.
Even the album cover was disgusting. Uncle Drank's hairy, sunburnt foot in a red flip-flop. Rolling Stone voted it the second worst album cover of the year, behind Repeat Offender by Richard Marx.
Wait, didn't Uncle Drank still have a hit song at that time?
Yeah, well, Human Foot flopped, but the record company needed another album to fulfill his contract. So the first thing they do is put together his greatest hits, called Uncle Drunk's Greatest Blends. It had the song Keep Calm and Country On on it.
Keep calm and country on, you gotta keep calm and country on. Hey y'all, I just thought of something. Did you know that calm is made up of the same letters as the word clam? Not important.
It also had a Christmas song that Got Drunk canceled way before canceling was even a thing. It was about a drunk Santa Claus who he got hammered with. It was called Santa's Hammered.
Santa's Hammered is being on a tree. Santa's Hammered, just like you and me. Puked in my stocking, and he won't stop talking. And he's passed out on the couch, and it's only three. Santa's Hammered. Got an SUI, sledding under the influence up in the sky. Well, he raided my liquor cabinet, Lord, and I ain't having it. When he ain't drinking, he's a jolly old guy. Well, Santa's Hammered, and I'm about to do the same. Santa's Hammered, 151's to blame. I know we all got flaws. He drunk dialed Mrs. Claus. And come tomorrow, he's gonna be in pain. Oh, look out!
Right-wing groups protested it. Buffalo wing groups loved it. It's a widely known fact that 88% of all shopping mall Santas are perpetually all hammered. Richard at the record company wasn't happy.
Drank, I've been a record executive for 15 years. I know what's happening to you. You hit middle age. You're not dyeing your hair no more. You're out of shape. And is that a goddamn pina colada you're drinking at 9:15 in the morning?
My burp's gonna get you drunk.
Hey, Seed, control your client.
I can't talk to him. He's chick drink drunk, Richard.
Yeah, I'd say. What was that human foot thing anyway? I had you opening for Garth Brooks. He heard that record and dropped you before the tour even started.
Never heard of him.
Wasn't there that other B-side called Thinking About Drinking that took off? I love that song.
Yes, but it took Hayseed to push it across.
Man, I sure hope this session goes better than that last one. I had this session with Milli Vanilli get canceled because of that human foot shit. They were going to be the Black Simon Garfunkel.
Never heard of them.
Oh, Christ, Uncle Drank, help me out here.
Before we start, do you mind if I jump in here?
Well, I'm paid by the hour, so what the hell do I care?
Look, Uncle Drank, I feel like you're losing some of your mojo in here. I don't know if it's all the X's, the restaurants closing, whatever. But I went ahead and did something that I think will help you out.
What in the hell is that?
Hi there, I got 22 tons of beach sand here to be delivered to, Uncle Drank.
What the hell, man? You can't drop all this sand in here? Holy shit, man! What the hell's going on?
Uncle Drank's recorded every hit song he's ever had while playing on mounds of sand. You want to get a hit song out of him? This is the solution.
This is most awesome. Oh, man, Hayseed. You're the best manager a guy could ever have. Give me some of that uncut, china white, sweet, fine, sweet Florida sand. My feet are foot blasting this sand.
Well, that's fine. You guys are paying to fucking clean this up.
Charge the record label. Uncle Drank, you ready?
Let's make the record. I've been thinking about drinking for no good reason. Thinking about drinking for no good reason. Thinking about drinking for no good reason at all. Can't believe we're back on the road.
Are you sure it was a good idea to take your kids with you?
Where else could they go? Hey, Puka, pass me that tequila.
Here you go, Dad. I took the warm out for you.
Bendy, how we doing on those lines?
Sliced and diced. Man, this sure beats 7th grade algebra.
That summer tour 1990 is considered by music historians alike to be the last great Uncle Drank tour.
That was the tour, man. Yeah, he was starting to gain all kinds of weight. He'd started going a little gray. His balls were sagging, the whole deal. But he still knew how to party, man.
On that tour, Uncle Drank had two tour buses, one for the band and one for the sand. He started lugging 22 tons of sand with him on tour everywhere, just to inspire him.
So inspiring, man. Sand everywhere? Amazing. How did he handle all that sand?
Remember his old drummer Barney Culp? He became the tour sand caretaker.
Look, I tried and I tried to get him sober, but let's just say that ain't happening. The drank which drank drinks makes him stronger, do you dig? Anyway, he gave me this job, which means I have to keep the sand pure and uncut, stepped on by no man except the drank. No feathers in it, no cigarette butts, no dog shit, etc. None of that. See, deal is, I love my job, and that's important. If I wasn't a drummer, I'd probably be an artist. Steven Tyler had a scarf guy, I'm Drank's sand guy.
Barney!
Yes, Uncle Drank?
Great sand job tonight. I felt like I was standing in Aruba.
Thanks, man. It was my own special blend. I cooked up some Miami Beach mixed carbonita silica sand with some Jamaican quartz and a dash of Dempster Beach undiluted seacoast shingle. Oh, and nothing from the Jersey Shore this time. Uncle Drank, I love my job. And I love you.
What?
Didn't Barney Cool have a pretty rough 90s?
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Drank's longtime drummer, Barney Cull, has had a really tough time since his lead singer disappeared back in 1992. Now, it is 6 years later. What have you done with your music career since Uncle Drank disappeared, Barney?
Well, I'm in a beach-themed wedding band in the Naples area called Garter Sauce. Get it? Like the groom does a garter toss and tartar. It's a play on words. Anyhow, and fish. We do about 20 gigs a year. Our lead singer is once a bass player in Warrant. He's a real prick.
Congrats. Did you ever regret letting Penelope get away?
No. I think they're better suited for each other. I got sober, remember, which, man, I am so happy I don't have to drink anymore. I mean, it had gotten to be like a job for me. Did I ever tell you that I once made love to a mud shark in a hotel room in Seattle? Oh, and I killed a guy. At a Bradenton Hooters, it was in self-defense.
Jesus. What? Should we? Okay. Should we? Can we stop rolling?
Now, wasn't there some crazy hip-hop story that supposedly happened around this time?
Yep. The MC Hammer incident.
Shit. It was Hammer? Hammer owes me 30 G's.
You ever hear of this rapper named MC Hammer, Uncle Drank?
Hammer? Like, I'm totally hammered?
Yeah, well, apparently he just sampled your voice in his new song. Except for he says, I'm totally hammered, not hammered. He's basically ripping off your catchphrase for his rap fans.
What?
Hammer, hammer, hot like fire, the people desire. MC Hammer's gonna make you retire. Hammer,
I'm totally hammered.
They put me in the mix. They put me in the mix.
I'm totally hammered.
They put me in the mix. Put me in the mix.
Shut that off.
I think it's deaf.
Rap is so deaf.
Who's deaf? You guys are deaf if you think this is music.
MC Hammer sold 1.3 million albums last week. Someone likes him.
How many albums did we sell?
14.
Rap is the deafest. It's so deaf, so deaf.
MC Hammer is the freshest.
Yeah, boy. MC Hammer rules. His career will never go down the drain.
What the hell are you guys talking about? You like this garbage?
Everybody likes this. It's totally hype.
You are no longer my offspring. Go get MC Hammer to be your dad, dang-gum mustard yellow drop crotch pants.
I wish. Where is Oakland anyway? I'm totally moving to Oakland when I grow up.
So Hayseed and Drank sued MC Hammer. They got half of the song rights. That earned Uncle Drank some extra money. But because of his divorces, it actually cost him money. Again, new math.
And eventually it caused MC Hammer to go broke, right?
Well, they can't prove that, but yes. Drank and Hammer were in a race to go broke. They tied. But the story doesn't end there. See, the tour ends in Los Angeles, and Uncle Drank gets his hotel. And then...
Room service? Just a minute.
Dad, can we go to the hotel pool?
Sure, boys. I'll be down in a second.
Yo, what's up, Uncle Drank?
I just wanted to say that pineapple pizza I ordered had very few pineapples on it. Wait, can I help you, gentlemen?
Sup, player. My name is Suge Knight. I work as bodyguard for MC Hammer.
Well, nice to meet you. Hey, can I get you a blended banana daiquiri or maybe a rum? Anything?
You can get your ass out to the balcony, motherfucker.
Excuse me?
Yo, we want all the song rights, Drank. You sign that shit over now.
Just drop me, man.
What was that?
I've been wanting to jump anyway. Just let go. I die, you get a murder that validates you as a hip-hop producer, we both win. You have any ex-wives, Mr. Knight? I got four.
Yo, motherfucker, I ain't playing, son. I'm going to drop your ass on the pavement.
Yes, finally. Here we go. Come on, let go, you bastard.
Whoa, this player ain't playing. What the hell we do?
I don't know, dawg. This shit ain't working. Bring him back up. He don't even care if he dies. We got like zero leverage.
This dude crazier than I am.
Now, gentlemen, you sure you don't want a banana daiquiri?
Yo, this ain't over, Drank. We want the rest of that song. You're gonna hear from us soon. We out.
Bitch ass. Punk.
All right, guys. Stay totally hammered.
You're telling me that Suge Knight dangled Uncle Drank from a hotel balcony and tried to get him to sign over song rights? And Uncle Drank didn't go for it?
Yeah, Uncle Drank realized right there that being suicidal is enlightening. He would have accepted death at that point.
Didn't Suge Knight dangle Vanilla Ice over a balcony a year or two later?
Yeah, but Vanilla Ice gave in to him. But Uncle Drank did not. That is how laid back he truly is.
What a legend.
Anyway, after that, Uncle Drank drove out to Joshua Tree, took shrooms for a week straight, and wrote the album that he would call his Pet Sounds.
Whoa! Look at those rocks!
By the time Uncle Drank got back to Florida, he was on a permanent spiritual plane.
Uncle Drank! Come in, son. We loved you on Letterman. How was the rest of the tour?
Invigorating, Richard. Was exactly what I needed.
Well, look, not to bury the good news, but congratulations on the greatest hits album going platinum. Now we'll start getting that live record together, unless, of course, you know, you have new songs.
I do.
Well, you do?
I spent the last 2 weeks writing what I consider to be my opus. My Sgt. Pepper. My Pet Sounds. My Studio.
Tell me more.
Yep, you're just going to have to wait for it. It's a symphony, a delicate cathedral of sound and design. Part sunshine, a dash of ethereal spectral cosmic country mixed with good old-fashioned songs about getting hammered on a beach. It could be my thriller, but without a sequin glove or a picture of a baby tiger.
Wow. Wow, that sounds amazing. I'm actually really excited about this, Uncle Drank.
I want George Martin to produce it. I want to use theremin, double contrabass flutes, hydraulophones. I want to sample seabirds, turtles having intercourse, octopod birthing rituals. I want to put sonic sand into the eardrums of the world, all beneath my inspirational psychedelic spring break beach music. Calm like a clam, can you dig it? Same letters, just with the L moved ever so slightly. Calm, clam, clam, calm. You see, it's all connected.
Holy shit, when did you get into LSD?
Nope, no LSD, just vibes. Have you ever made love to wet sand before?
No.
It's a visceral experience. And a painful one, but that doesn't matter. It'll change your life, man. I'm telling you.
So, what are you asking me and the record label for?
Screw the live album. Give me $500,000 and I'll deliver the single greatest collection of trop rock, golf, and western country music you've ever heard. It'll be in museums of soundscape. Religions will be started because of this album. Oceans will rise. Pollution will fall. Come on, say yes.
Sir, Donnie Wahlberg is on line 2. He just quit New Kids on the Block.
Now, for Christ's sake.
So Uncle Drank got $500,000 to make this record. 2 weeks later, Sir George Martin arrived to produce it.
Sir George Martin? Wow. I'm so honored to meet you. The music of...
The music of the fucking Beatles. Yeah, blah, 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 fuck off. They were fine, you know? Great, I agree. Nice band. Decent band. But I produced other music as well. No one even cares. America, Sister Golden Air. You ever hear that song? I did that. You know? Peebo Bryson, his entire catalogue, that was me. Little River Band, I did the entire fucking record collection. You name it, I'll produce all that.
Ah, well, the Beatles were always...
Hey, fuck off about the Beatles. Where's this Uncle Drank character? I love his music. That Whatever Don't To Kill Ya song he did years back was an absolute smash. I mean, that was something that Paul would have written like 68, 69 when he was really into like LSD and licking, you know, dead octopi to get high.
He's meditating on a mound of sand in the studio. I'll rouse him.
He's meditating on a mound of sand? Even George Harrison wouldn't pull that shit. I did watch George Harrison make love to a xylophone once. That was strange. Oh, the 60s were a different time. Of course, George lost that xylophone to Eric Clapton years later when Clapton wrote a song about it.
Good morning. Is Sir George Martin here?
Well, pleasure to meet you, Mr. Sir Drank, Uncle Drank. Not sure what to call you, but yeah, big fan. All right, let's clear the studio and get to work. Good heavens, is this hydrolophone even tuned?
So how long were George Martin and Uncle Drank in the studio?
They went in on September 5th, 1990, and came out January 3rd, 1991.
Damn, I made my first album in college on an Apple IIe in a week.
The master tapes were protected in a glass case. Uncle Drank only played it for his kids. A Spin magazine reporter asked Puka and Bindi what they thought of the music.
It sucks. I'm into NWA now. Straight out of Compton, bitch!
What about the record company? They had $500,000 in that album. Did they like it?
Well, Uncle Drank wouldn't play it for them, unless they renegotiated his contract. But then, tragedy befell Hayseed.
Hayseed! Hayseed! I'm gonna hop in the bath. Hey, could you grab Landy and whip me up a tub daiquiri?
Sure, Drank. Oh, God, I dropped Blendy. Blendy, I got you.
What the? Oh, my God! Blendy, are you okay?
He saved my life. But Hayseed wasn't so lucky.
Tradition! Tradition! Deedle, 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 dum!
Hey! Whoever you are, sir, shut the fuck up!
I was told I could sing a Jewish song. All I really know is Fiddler on the Roof.
Shekhet Bavakasha! Now! I will fuck you up! I was in Mossad! Manish Tanacha Laila Chazay, motherfucker!
Hey, I'm sorry, Rabbi. I got carried away. I thought it was cool if I'd jump in with the tribe.
You're goddamn right you got carried away. Shabbat shalom, family and friends. We are gathered here today to remember the life of Hayseed Schwartz, a son, a brother, an uncle, a blender fumbler. That's a horrible way to go, isn't it? He was one of the most successful talent managers this world has ever seen. In Nashville, he was known as the Rabbi of the Rodeo. I love that. He oversaw the careers of Gulf and Western star Uncle Drank, Nashville magician Cardi B Gone, and his longtime client, Honkers the Clown. Now, plenty has been made about Hayseed Schwartz's life, but now, to say a few more words, is his client, Honkers the Clown. Honkers, everybody!
Friends. Family.
Ferrets! Ahooga! Hey, it's old Honkers here. Who wants to see me pull a rabbit out of this coffin? Doink!
Hey, Honkers, maybe this isn't the best place to do your act. You know what I mean?
Why? If I kill here, business will be booming in this place. Get it?
Hey, Honkers, not now, okay, pal? Give it a rest. Hi. My name is Uncle Drank. When I first met Hayseed, I was a struggling Nashville singer-songwriter known as Jeremy Hostetler. And Hayseed believed in me more than anybody I'd ever met. He was my manager. Then I fired him, rehired him, fired him, then rehired him, then he fired me. Then I turned down rehiring him until he rehired himself. Whatever the case, we always came back to each other. We were there for each other. He was helpful with my sons, Puka and Bendy, and we just finished what is the greatest album.
Demand a lobster roll song, bro.
This is not the place to yell out requests.
I'm totally fucking hammered.
Okay, chill, man. Look, I guess I'll play Hayseed's favorite song. He always liked this one, and I'm just so happy to see all you here today. This was a song that first broke us in music. Well, I'm packing my bag. Excuse me. Heading down to Mexico.
Why?
Hayseed's death weighed hard on him. Drank retreated into his trailer and started talking about faking his death. And yeah, it was like when Bob Dylan had all those hippies looking through his trash at Woodstock. They would come and collect banana peels and Pringles cans turned into margarita glasses. He hated those guys. But then one day, he made a decision that may have affected him more than anything.
Puka, Bendy, I'm going out. Be back in a couple hours.
Where are you going, Dad?
Somewhere I haven't been in a real long time.
Well, Uncle Drank. Oh, I haven't seen you in 10 years.
Hi, Macrame. Wow, you look great.
Take off your pants and jacket. Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
So what brings you back around to this side of the beach? Oh, I know. You want me to penetrate you with a mud shark.
You know what? I missed you. After all these years, all the hit songs, all the marriages and lawsuits and financial problems, you're the one person who was there for me at the beginning.
Oh, I remember.
Would you want to have dinner with me? Like away from your massage and sushi parlor?
Are you saying a date? With me?
It'll be mellow. Maybe a few conch fritters on the beach, a couple drinks.
Sure. How about tonight?
Well, can you do 7:30?
Yes. I have to jack off an entire fraternity at 6, but then we can have dinner.
Great. Hey, make sure to wash your hands, okay? You know, like 3 or 4 or 5 times.
This is so romantic. My last date took me to that Asian restaurant called Massive Dumpling.
Massive Dumpling? Sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it was.
But this place is magical. Second best gator jizz calamari in town, besides my restaurant. Anyway, cheers. So listen, Macrame, I was just wondering, if I were to fake my own death and run away, would you come with me?
What? Uncle Drank? Why would you fake your own death?
It's a long story, but what do you say? You and me, on a boat, I have a shitload of money in offshore bank accounts, and it's all wrapped up with this great guy named Jordan Belfort at Stratton Oakmont. You'll meet him when we get to Italy.
Can I think about it for a second?
Will Macrame agree to accompany our hero on his disappearing act? And how does Uncle Drank want to leave his legacy? He has the master tapes to what he considers a country music masterpiece. As you're about to see in our, well, here in our next episode, Macrame's answer will change Uncle Drank's life forever. We'll see you then. We'll hear you then. Well, you'll hear us. Whatever. Till then.
Man, shut up and play that thinking about drinking song again.
I've been thinking about drinking for no good reason. Thinking about drinking for no good reason. Thinking about drinking for no good reason at all.
The Ballad of Uncle Drank was created and executive produced by Jared Goodstadt. Original music and soundtrack written and produced by Jared Goodstadt, Jesse Siebenberg, Zach Selwyn, Brian Kelly, Bill Mark, Jeff Peters, Uncle Cracker, Scarlett Burke, Snow, and the Audio Chateau. The series stars Will Sasso, Brian Kelly, Luke Wilson, Kinky Friedman, Chelsea Lynn, Scarlett Burke, and Billy Zane. Additional acting roles by the Audio Up Players. Written and directed by Zach Selwyn, with additional writing by Jared Goodstadt and Chris Case. Co-executive produced by Zach Selwyn, Sam Winter, and Jesse Siebenberg. Editing and sound design by Jesse Siebenberg. Produced by Jordana Glick-Fransheim, Richard Riegel, and Nate Glassman-Hughes. Additional legal affairs by PJ Bloom and Kate London. Uncle Drank is a production of Audio Up, brought to you by SiriusXM. Listen to the Ballad of Uncle Drank soundtrack on Pandora, SiriusXM, or wherever you get your music.